Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Dear Evan Hansen. So you got what you always wanted, an episode about Connor Murphy's best friend. It's time to stop smoking pot and go grab a scoop of ice cream from Alamode. So put your sweaty hand in mine and let's step out of the sun together. Sorry, that was weird. Sorry. Do you want to sign my cast? Dear, we really like musicals. Today's going to be a good podcast, and here's why. Because I'm James, and with me
is Elise.
And today we're talking about Dear Evan Hansen, aka Broken Arm, Yet You Can Still Wave Through a Window. Title: Fake News. Thanks at Brioni 4008.
My favorite year.
It's going to be a good one. Dear goodness. That's what I have to say about this movie.
That would be your alternate title.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dear goodness.
Dear goodness. No, that sucks. No, I don't know what my alternate title would be. Maybe, oops.
Oops, I did it again.
Not I did it again. That'd be funny if this was the second time Evan Hansen had done something like this.
There might be a sequel. And then that one could be called Dear Evan Hansen, Oops, I Did It Again.
That is funny.
That's pretty good. I'd see that.
I'd see that. I'd suck on that. I think I said that wrong. I said it too weird.
You did a little bit, but that's okay. I'll forgive you.
I feel like this is going to be a weird musical to talk about because I don't know if very many people have seen it, but it did debut like 8th on the top musical something. I don't know.
Some list.
Oh, rate that fact.
It's very succinct, so.
It premiered, like Hamilton was like one of the best-selling Broadway musical soundtracks of all time. Mm-hmm. And this one, like Dear Evan Hansen debuted higher than Hamilton did.
What?
But Hamilton obviously gained momentum, mm-hmm, and stuff. But Dear Evan Hansen, I think more people are getting to know about it now because it's only been on Broadway since December. But that's why I'm worried that people are, you know, they might have heard the songs and whatnot, which if you haven't heard the songs, go to Spotify or YouTube or a record store.
I don't believe that they have a record out, but you could try.
Well, just, you know, find some way to get those songs into your head.
And you will be found.
So this is going to be a weird one to talk about. Do we talk about the plot? See, this is one I don't want to ruin for people. A lot of these we talk about, I'm like, people have seen it. You know, even Moana, something as recent as Moana, I'm like, yeah, but if you haven't seen it, what are you, living in the realm of the monsters?
Got him. Roasted him. I feel like we have to, though, just because we have to.
All right. We're going to spoil those little babies today.
We are sure going to spoil them. So
get ready,
put
babies.
On your ear blockers.
Put on your diaper.
If you don't want to hear this.
I thought you were talking to the babies.
I am talking to the babies. They still have ears.
Babies have ears?
They do. That's a fact.
They grew.
You thought they...
Never mind.
Isn't it your ears? No, your ears do grow. Your nose stays the same size. What is it? Your eyes?
Eyes don't grow, probably.
Your eyes stay the same size.
The tip of your nose grows and your earlobes grow and stuff. Yeah. And that's what I loved about Dear Evan Hansen the most. It's when they got really into talking about what part of your body keeps growing the older you get.
I mean, it's important to know.
Well, this has been a fun conversation.
So I think you should describe the plot because you've seen this more times than me.
Yeah, I've seen it about 3 times now on various occasions. One of them being the 4th of July, not to brag.
Are you bragging that you had a 4th of July?
Yeah, I'm bragging about the day I watched it.
That's really...
Actually, the first day I watched it was the day of the Tonys. I heard that it might win. And so I watched it, and when I was done watching it, I checked the internet, and it said Dear Evan Hansen has won. And I was like, Sweet. I didn't waste my time watching it then. Okay, so plot. That's what we're talking about,
that's
right?
What we were trying to do.
Dear Evan Hansen is about a social outcast young man.
Are you reading this?
No. Does it sound like I am?
Yeah. It looks like you are.
I am not.
Okay,
I promise
go
I'm
on.
Not. I'm about to prove to you that I'm not because it's about to get very vague.
Okay.
This young man is made fun of a lot, and he has a secret love for a lady that doesn't notice him. And that lady's older brother is kind of a bully and also an outcast.
Can I pause
oh,
you?
Oh, yes, please. Save me from this. This is why you do it every week, because I...
You used to do it all the time.
I feel sick. I'm nervous now. I'm, like, sweaty.
Oh, gosh.
I never do the plot.
Wow, this is like... You're like Evan Hansen.
I know. I got sweaty hands.
Yikes.
I like jazz band, but not like jazz, like, but like jazz band
you,
jazz.
Wow, you really do a good impression of him. I know
nobody
you
can
guys
see
can't
it.
See this, but if you watch Ben Platt and his hand movements, he just did a perfect impression. Just trust me. Anyways.
Well, thank you. So you're saying I should win a Tony for best actor in a musical? Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't vote against you.
Appreciate the support.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, save me from this horrible segment.
Well, what I was going to say is when you first watched it and you were telling me about it, you were like, this bully guy, blah, blah, blah. And then when I watched it, I didn't get the impression that he was a bully at all. I mean, I just think he's...
Well, he pushes over Evan Hansen at one point and he calls him a name.
Well...
That's kind of a bully.
Okay, but I just kind of saw it as they weren't pals, and he's very, like, misunderstood.
Right. Well, he's a bully in the sense of not like a jock sort of bully.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the traditional bully, but kind of like a, as our buddy Jared in the musical puts it, he's very school shooter chic.
Oh, did they say that? I don't even remember.
Yeah,
that.
He's like, hey, nice haircut, Connor. Very school shooter chic.
Oh, that does ring a bell. Ding. No, yeah. I mean, it's just the term bully. I don't think that I agreed with that term, I guess. Because it paints a very clear picture in my head. And then once I saw it, I was like.
He bullied Evan Hansen. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody kind of bullied Evan Hansen. There's no indication that he was like a bully to everybody. Like
he threw a printer at his teacher in the second grade. That's what bullies do. Okay, well, he's a very disturbed young man, let's say.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I feel like he's disturbed and he's got issues and he needs some help, but I don't think I would give him the term bully.
Okay. But is it fair to say he did bully? He wasn't a bully, but he did things that were bully acts of bullying.
Oh, I think we all have moments where we bully.
Right.
I mean, if that's what you want to say. I mean, being mean.
That's what I
want to
say.
Okay, you're allowed to say that.
Hey, yeah. Now get out of my way, punk.
All right, then finish the segment.
I was just trying to bully you.
No, I got you. It worked.
Did it?
I backed down.
I don't know. You try summarizing it then, because I'm doing a terrible job.
Where'd you leave off?
Just start from the beginning.
Okay, so we got this guy named Evan, right? He's got issues, okay? He needs some help. So he's writing letters to himself to try to be encouraging, you know, like we all do.
Yeah,
right?
Just try to
that.
Cope with his days. I don't write notes to myself, but you know.
You do. Yeah, you do. So anyways, so he writes letters to himself and, you know, as the tale would have it, he writes a little letter to himself, prints it out, and guess what? Somebody comes and gets it.
Another
Uh-oh.
Very disturbed individual by the name
yes.
of Connor Murphy.
So yeah, he's got his own issues, and I wouldn't say he's a bully.
No, for sure, definitely not.
Yeah, definitely not. We agree on that. He's just got a lot of problems, you know?
Yeah.
He likes to get high a lot.
And not just on life.
Yeah, not on life.
Like drugs.
No, he's, yeah, actual pot, if you will.
Actual pot.
Yeah.
Not fake pot. I had a friend that used to, in middle school, he used to smoke oregano.
Oh, that's
just to be
not
cool.
a thing.
No, it's not a thing. But well, he was like, I'm cool, I smoke oregano. Okay, anyway, sorry.
So he finds this letter. And then he goes home and he kills himself.
So people find the body of Connor Murphy with this note in his pocket that says, "Dear Evan Hansen." And people assume that this was a note Connor had written to Evan, when in fact it was a note that Evan had written to himself. But Evan takes this as a opportunity to maybe get in the good graces of Connor's sister, or also just comfort Connor's family.
I thought he kind of just liked the attention. I mean, he's been this nobody. Yeah. Nobody ever looks at him. Nobody talks to him. And then now everybody's kind of like looking to him as like, oh, you were this guy's friend. Like, tell us about that.
And yeah, I think there's several things that motivated Evan Hansen to keep lying. I think he did sincerely want to help the family.
Sincerely me.
He also sincerely wanted to become close buddies with Zoe, who is Connor's sister. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, he just wanted people to notice him, which is something that hadn't happened before in his life, at least not in a positive way.
No one deserves to be forgotten.
There you go. You know what? I will say, I've described this musical several times to people, so yeah, I should be good at it, but I feel like it was just awful at explaining it today. And they go, "And this is a comedy?" And I'm like, "Yeah,
I said that.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, it has dramatic moments, and I think the tone of it gets very serious, especially near the end, and it's very inspiring in some parts and very depressing in some others. But I laugh a lot too. It is a comedy, so I just feel like when you hear the general plot, you're like, this sounds really dark. But when you're when you're actually along for the ride watching it, you kind of understand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because suicide is a very touchy it's hilarious. Issue.
Oh, yes, touchy. Didn't know what you're about to say.
Just say touchy because, you know, we're doing a podcast and we don't want to.
Okay, so I'll just edit that part out where I said suicide's funny.
Yeah, just don't say that because that's not, people aren't going to like that. They're not going to be able to relate to that.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Well, I feel like I don't want them to hear. I don't want them to know.
To disappear.
Well,
disappear.
So anyways, that was nothing.
Yeah. So basically what I was trying to say is this was nominated for 9 Tonys and it won 6 of them. The end.
Wow. Wow. That's a sextuplet if I ever saw one.
Have you seen one?
No.
It's not a sextuplet.
I haven't.
All that being said, great music.
Great music.
Great plot.
Great plot.
Great singing.
Great singing.
Repeating. I mean, I know so many people that haven't even seen it yet, and they listen to the soundtrack because it's just so good. I guess they kind of get the gist of what's going on. I wouldn't have done that, but you did that.
So how can you talk like that to everybody else, and then in here you don't?
You know. You gotta separate my personal life from my business.
Very true. Good point.
So speaking of the music.
What's music?
What is music?
Let's talk about that for a while.
All right. Well, in my personal opinion, you can have notes. You can have lots of notes happening at one time. You'd call that a chord, perhaps. Beats, rhythms, stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's great. That's a great definition of music.
Yeah, and so this musical has, I mean, ironically, a lot of music in it.
That so is really ironic.
Do you have a favorite one of those songs that happened to be in this music-filled musical?
Wow. So it's hard to say which one is, you know, top tier. Number one, cream of the crop. I'll say this.
Say it.
I will. When I first saw it, after I first saw it, I immediately knew what my favorite song was, which is Sincerely Me, which is the song that where they're creating the fake emails between the two boys and they keep having to correct things because they want to make them sound real. And I mean, just the idea of that is hilarious, and how they keep stopping the music and like rewinding and starting that phrase over because they're correcting a word.
Yeah, it's a very creative thing to do.
Oh,
it's not just a straight song. It's like, it's funny because they take the normal rhythm of the song and chop it up to make it like they're rewriting the song as it's happening.
But you never feel like the flow stops either. You never feel like
right.
jolted around like, oh, I wish it would have just kept. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just they've crafted it.
It's a fun little ride. It
so perfectly. It's yeah. a little roller coaster.
It is. It's a great and little roller coaster
it.
Of
and
a
it's
song.
Got little jokes in there as well, so it's like funny.
And the dancing, too. You got to see yeah. it live.
I mean, the dancing's pretty average.
Well, no, but it's funny.
It's funny, but it's... I will say I was surprised they didn't do more.
What I'm saying is the dancing is funny. Like the little...
The knee thing.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm trying yeah. to explain the dancing on a podcast, but...
Yeah. So that's my favorite song, Sincerely yeah. Me. But then I also think that Waving Through a Window is one of my favorites. And then I also feel like... But I... If I Could Tell Her is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. It's like those three, I kind of just keep going in between those and I don't really listen to the rest of them that much. So what was your favorite song?
That's probably my favorite song, actually. If I Could Tell Her? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
But it does change. Like, just like with Hamilton.
Yep.
Like, there's so many songs and there's so many good songs that it just changes and I appreciate them depending on where I am in life, I guess. I don't know. If I Could Tell Her, I like it because it's like Waving Through a Window is a great song and Sincerely Me is a great song, but they're like, Waving Through a Window is kind of like this passionate, like, I wish people could hear my voice type of song. Mm-hmm. And Sincerely Me is just funny. And I feel like If I Could Tell Her is a good blend of those two where it's like funny, but it's also kind of like still that desperate, like, gosh, I wish I could just have my voice heard, but I'm having to hide behind this wall of pretending it's Connor.
Connor? I hardly know her.
There it is. I'm surprised it took that long.
I know. What am I thinking? Where am I?
So, yeah, that's my favorite right now. But there's so many good ones. And Ben Platt, who plays Evan Hansen, I mean, when he gets those like moments of solos throughout this musical, they're so good.
Yeah.
I watched this with my family and my mom was like, I hate that guy. And I was like, why? She's like, because his vibrato is so beautiful. And I just get so jealous.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's probably the best singer that I've ever heard in my life. Just casually, but
what about Josh Groban?
Josh Groban is also amazing, but he's got a very different style.
Yeah. Ben Platt's voice is like made for Broadway.
I can't even words.
Words fail.
Express. Words fail. Yeah. I mean, he's just so good that I don't know what to do.
That's fine. You don't have to do anything. You just got to absorb it like a little SpongeBob. You know, he was in Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, you said that, and I don't remember that.
Well, I think he's in both of them, but his name's Benji, and he's like some like dork that loves magic.
That sounds familiar.
Like he walks up to this girl, and he's like, you're really pretty. I want to put you in a box and cut you in half. And she's like, what?
That does sound familiar. He always plays the awkward character, apparently.
Yeah, because he was also in Book of Mormon, and he plays the awkward Elder Cunningham.
Awkward, yeah. Okay, wait, what about least favorite song?
I'm about to say what my least favorite one is, but even this song has some really cool parts that I like.
Okay.
But my least favorite song is Good For You.
Me too.
I'm curious to hear why you don't like it.
I'll tell you why, but I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about. In the chorus, it does this beat thing that I cannot stand, and it drives me crazy, and I cannot listen to it.
That's why you don't like it?
Yeah.
That's the one part I do like of that song.
Really?
Yes.
You do know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so you say what you need to say, and you don't,
but you're doing it in the right way, though. They do it even faster than that.
No, they don't. It's like, so you say what you need to say, and you...
Yeah. It's like the... I hate it.
You just don't like it because it ruins the flow?
Yeah. And I mean, there is another reason I don't like it, but that's honestly, that's the main reason. Like, I can't handle it. It's like, you know the sound that styrofoam makes when it's coming out of the box?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when that happens and I hear that, I feel like I want to die.
I don't think this is insulting, so I'm going to say it anyways. But I write a lot of music and you sing a lot of music. And I think from a writer's point of view, it's very interesting because it's not normal. And from a singer's point of view, it's probably very frustrating because it's not something you can easily sing along with.
Mm. Yeah, and I agree with that, but I also don't like the way that it feels.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like, it's not just about, like I'm in the car and I'm like, oh, I missed that note again. It's not like that. It's just that it doesn't feel right to me.
It's just not the best song. They could get rid of it.
Yeah, let's just get rid of it. Let's do our own, and then
I'm going to call up the guys and tell them to get rid of it.
Okay, good.
Hold on just a second.
Okay, what do I hold on to?
Yeah, is this Dear Evan Hansen? The play? If you could get rid of that song. Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about. Exactly, see, I knew you would know which one.
Just tell them the one everybody hates.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's right. I didn't have to tell them. Hold on.
What'd they say?
They said, yeah, the one everybody hates. Yeah, we're working on it already to get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, sir.
Tell him I said hi.
Elise says hi. Yeah. Yeah, the one that writes Ben Platt all those fan notes. Uh-huh.
No, don't tell them that.
Okay.
Don't listen. Have a great day, sir.
Bye.
Did he have a great day?
No, he killed himself and left a note with my name on it in his pocket.
What?
I know.
That's crazy. So yeah, y'all were best friends?
We're writing a musical about it right now.
Are you serious? What's it called?
Oh goodness.
Dear goodness.
Dang it. I forgot my own alternate title.
It happens to the best of us, you know? Thanks for calling him, though.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know what? I'm going to bless you with some facts right now.
Bless you, my child.
Is that okay with you? Do you want to rate my facts?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Rate my facts.
And that's a fact.
All right, let's start out with something simple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The guys that wrote this musical.
The ones that you're just on the phone with?
Mm-hmm. Binge Pasek and Justin Paul, probably pronouncing Binge's name wrong. They wrote the music and the lyrics for Dear Evan Hansen. They also wrote the lyrics for La La Land.
Whoa, what?
La La Land.
That's crazy. I did not know that. Very interesting.
Now you do.
You said just the lyrics?
Yeah, so they wrote the music and the lyrics for Dear Evan Hansen. But they wrote just the lyrics for La La Land. Justin Horowitz wrote the score and the music for La La Land.
I give that an 8.
Yay! 8 my facts.
8 my facts. I forgot about that.
Let's see if I can top that. This episode, I'm working on getting that 9 and that 10.
Working that 9 and 10. Got it. Living.
Mm-hmm. All right, so these guys, what are their names again? Pasek and Paul?
Mm-hmm. That classic duo.
Yeah. They're going to be like Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Oh, yeah, they need to shorten it because their names are on everything, but it's way too long and confusing.
Rodgers and Hammerstein?
No. Or Pasek and Paul? Guys.
It's just Pasek and Paul. It's not short. I mean,
just
that's
shorten
not
it to like P&P.
P&P. Okay, so P&P, they are writing songs for Disney's upcoming live-action versions of Aladdin and Snow White.
Ooh, I suck on that. That's good.
Mm.
I think that's a great idea, so I have to rate that a 9.
I got the 9!
9 my facts.
Now I'm right on the right on the edge of my seat. Am I going to get a 10 today?
I'm on the edge of glory.
Mm-hmm. Everything's a song.
He likes Lady Gaga.
Okay, next fact.
Mm-hmm.
This story, Dear Evan Hansen,
mm-hmm.
based on true events. You're thinking about it like it's fake. It's not fake.
Because I was trying to remember, I feel like I asked you that. Didn't I ask you that? Didn't
you
I
might
say?
Have.
I feel like I was like, is this like based on a true story? And you were like, no, you idiot. I hate you. And then you punched me.
I do remember that now.
And then I was like, you broke my nose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, well, it's a couple weeks to heal, but I'm back on top. So anyways, so because I already thought of that, I give it an 8.
All right. But yeah, apparently that somebody in one of the writers' high school overdosed on drugs, and everybody took it as an opportunity to like say, oh yeah, I was really good friends with him, and like other people.
Oh.
So like not necessarily the letter part of Dear Evan Hansen, gotcha. But like this one particular death caused people to be like, I promise I was friends with him too.
You know, it's kind of like Princess Diaries. Have you ever seen Princess Diaries?
Nope.
Well, once she becomes princess, then everybody at her school is like, I love her. We're besties. We get our nails done together.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
So they could have just used that story.
I wonder why they didn't.
They could have. Call him back.
I'm not going to call him.
Come on.
No, it's okay. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
It's ringing.
Okay.
Hey, is this Pasek and Paul? Yeah, first shorten
just
your name
P
to
and
P.
P
and P.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. And yeah, totally my idea. And,
no.
Second,
God.
Hold on just
Let
a second.
Let me talk to him.
What was I supposed to tell him again? I forgot.
Tell him... Oh, ask him if they use Princess Diaries
as a
reference in creating
guys,
the story.
Did you use Princess Diaries as a reference? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, you get that all the time. Straight up copied it. Okay, yeah. No, I'll tell her. Yeah, I'll tell her that too. Okay, bye.
They said to stop writing notes to Ben Platt.
Oh.
And no. Also, yeah, it's pretty much the plot of Princess Diaries. Okay, here's another a little fact for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Platt, at the age mm-hmm. of 17, auditioned for Pasek and Paul's P&P.
Mm-hmm.
They had a musical called Dogfight.
Oh, boy.
Ben Platt auditioned, and they thought he was too young for the role at the time, but they messaged him on Facebook and said, stay in touch, we're developing another musical, which happened to be Dear Evan Hansen. Right, that fact.
So... they communicate via Facebook.
Apparently.
Messenger.
Yeah.
That's very professional.
I think so.
I think they use like LinkedIn or something.
No, these guys are hip, you know? Have you seen the social media presence for Dear Evan Hansen?
You know what? I haven't.
I'll get with it.
Well, okay. So that's cool. So they have like a little buddy-buddy personal relationship with him, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. I think probably a lot of it has to do with Ben Platt's dad, because Ben Platt's dad produced La La Land and Wicked.
Is that part of the fact?
No, but I just know that. I wasn't even going to say that this episode, but I know that.
Why weren't you going to say that this episode?
I don't know. I didn't think it would come up. I didn't think it would come up, but
you're
yeah.
Like, I have this interesting fact that I'm not going to reveal.
So, okay, yeah, that's two facts now. Two facts rolled into one.
Then I'd have to give it a 10. Dun, dun, dun.
Was that Star Wars?
I don't know.
Bum, ba, bum, bum, ba, ba, bum.
Maybe I made it up.
Well, sweet, I got a 10. I kind of want to stop now. Should I risk it and should I leave on a 10 or should I give you one more fact?
One more. One more time.
All right, Ben Platt has physical therapy twice a week to make sure his posture doesn't become like Evan's. I should have ended.
No. Interesting to end on that one, though. I mean, even just in the order you put them in. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I think that would be very confusing because you're constantly doing these shows and then you're constantly undoing what you just did. And then
well, you're having to redo that's it. Why he won for Best Actor.
And then undo it, then redo it, then undo it.
Mm-hmm.
So I give that a 7.
All right, should have ended.
But you earlier. Still got your 10.
I know, but you know.
Do you need to write yourself a letter?
Dear James, never do physical therapy facts. Sincerely, me.
You're supposed to say why your day was really great.
I know what I'm supposed to say.
Whoa.
You know what? I still have a few facts, though, but I'm going to mix them in here with a fact or fake. Do you want to do that? Wow. Straight up yawned in my face.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, I want to do that. I'm not tired. Ready to go.
You want to give us a little theme song?
Fact or fake? Yeah, yeah.
And that's a fact.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a fact.
Good job.
All right, here we go. So, P&P wrote the original song Runnin' Home to You for the musical crossover episode of The Flash and Supergirl. That's your first fact.
Okay. Or faked.
Or faked. Could be true, could be false. Could be a bright and shiny jewel, or it could be a stinky little turd. We don't know.
Oh, I hate when you say that.
Second fact. Justin Horowitz, who wrote the music for La La Land, suggested that P&P use the name Evan Hansen, saying it's unique and bland at the same time. So there's your second fact.
Perfect. Without the deer? That's what you're saying?
No, they were just suggesting that the character's name be Evan Hansen.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Third fact. Ben Platt is close friends with Jonah Hill's sister.
Oh, boy. I mean, I definitely feel like the third one could be fake. But could be. It's, or like, you know, it's like, not Jonah Hill, but like, you know, Noah Hill.
This could be true or it could be false, but in both scenarios, it is the actual Jonah Hill.
So it could be Jonah Hill's cousin or Jonah Hill's ex-brother's son's daughter.
Well, but the fact or faked is that Ben Platt is close friends with Jonah Hill's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Sister?
I hardly know her. I was going to say that, but then I thought, yeah. But then you said, yeah. I'm going to say that fact number two is bazoingo.
Bazoingo.
Yeah. Meaning wrong.
Which one was that one again? Fake Do you names. Even remember?
Yeah. It's the one where the guy told them to call him Evan Hansen.
Bing, 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 bing. Fake.
Bing, bang, bong.
You got it right.
Yes.
You win.
You almost got me.
But yeah, apparently they wrote a song for The Flash Supergirl. It's hard to even say because it's so embarrassing. The Flash and Supergirl had a musical crossover episode.
Why is that embarrassing?
Because a DC comic book character and another DC comic book character got together and made a musical.
But do you understand how awesome that would be?
No.
First of all,
why do they need to sing? This is comic books.
Okay, but like combining superheroes with musicals? That's like an idea I've never had, but now it's all I want.
No, superheroes should be fighting each other all
while
the time.
While singing. I mean, you'd watch that.
No, I could find
Spider-Man,
it online right now, and I would not.
If Spider-Man was a musical?
It is a musical, and it did horrible.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the most recent one. That you liked it. I'm saying if that was a musical, you would have liked it even more, correct?
No, I would have said, why is Spider-Man singing? I don't want Spider-Man to sing.
So you have rules on
No,
what?
I don't have rules. It's just you have to put things in context of their creation as well. I mean, Spider-Man singing, that's not why he's created to be this awesome superhero that fights bad guys. There's no hint of that that says, but maybe if he was singing, that would be great.
Okay, but what if...
Unless it was funny, like the Harry Potter musical, which we should watch, by the way.
There's a Harry Potter musical?
Yeah, it's really funny. Oh, yeah, we should watch it. I think it's called like a very Harry Potter musical or something like that.
That's an appropriate name. What was I saying? I lost it.
I think you were saying Spider-Man does not need to sing.
No, I was not saying that. What I was saying is, what if there is a superhero that was their whole thing? Like, they...
Like Singing Man?
Yeah. Rhythm Man.
That'd be funny. Yeah, if there was a... Oh, 100%. If there was a guy that was... His superhero ability was to sing, and they made a musical out of that, heck yes, I would be there on opening night.
Why isn't that already a thing? That should be a thing yesterday.
Yes. A guy just singing... Well, Scott Pilgrim's kind of like that. He uses, like, the power of music to sway evil villains, but it's not really singing.
Definitely not singing, though. I mean, this needs to be, like, a full-blown musical.
Yes. Let's write it.
Okay. Done.
Oh, you're done already?
Already written it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll go over...
If you want to just edit it, that'd be fine. What did you think about Laura... What's her name? Her real name is Laura. Dreyfus?
Laura Dreyfus? Who's that?
What's the girl's name? His love interest.
Zoe.
How come we know Ben Platt, but we don't know her name?
Because Ben Platt's Ben Platt.
And that's that.
Ben Platt and that's that. Take off your hat and throw it on the mat. Don't put it on a cat.
Yeah, Laura Dreyfus.
Her name's Laura Dreyfus. I knew that the whole time.
Shoot. Dreyfus or Dreyfus?
Let's go with Dreyfus.
What did you think of Zoe?
As an actress or a singer or both?
Correct.
I thought she did a good acting job. When she's yelling at her mom, I thought that it felt believable. Especially as someone who feels like, just because my brother dies, now I get attention. And her singing is okay. She just pronounces words weird every once in a while. Like, she says heart, like, hurt. Why should I have a heavy heart?
Yeah, I agree. She kind of bothers me, like, her voice.
Singing or acting?
Singing.
Yeah, I don't think it ruins the songs, but it's just a weird accent. Because it's not even her tone. Her tone's fine. It's just a weird, like, she just says words weird.
I feel like she kind of sings, too, like she's, like, you know, laying outside in a hammock and she's, like, half asleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Lazily sort of, like, singing. Lazy. Yeah.
And then I don't know, maybe it's just because Ben Platt is so good that anybody singing around him sounds like the worst.
Yeah, that could be it. Well, speaking of singing, do you want to go through some of these songs and try to guess some of the lyrics to them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do want to do that.
All right. Well, let's play What Song Is That From? Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from? Hey, what song? Gotta know. What song is that from?
That's great.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right, well, here we go. I'm going to give you 5 lyrics. And you know what? I've been kind of posting this on Instagram, which, guys, if you're not following us on Instagram yet...
Following us.
You need to. Mm-hmm. Because it's just fun. So at We Really Like Musicals, that's you can follow us on Instagram. But also, I've kind of been posting, like, see if you can beat Elise.
Mm.
So, like, I'm going to give you 5. We'll see what your score is out of the... 5. And then if you're playing along at home, see if you can get a better score than Elise.
Which you probably can.
Well, I don't know. You seem fairly familiar with this one. It might be different maybe. Some weeks.
The problem is that whenever I listen to it, I only get through the first few songs. And then I'm like, again, instead of listening to the rest. All right, let's do it. Let's get into this.
Okay, so here is your first set of lyrics.
Okay.
I gave you the world, you threw it away, leaving these broken pieces behind you.
I gave you the world, you threw it away, leaving these broken pieces behind you. I think that that is Requiem.
Requiem. Yep. That's it.
Get wrecked.
I gave you the world, you threw it away, leaving these broken pieces behind you.
Because I didn't like Requiem at first because she starts it.
And you just hate her. You hate the Dreyfus. I think when we watch this together, there's a part in the song Requiem where all three of the people are singing at the same time.
And you it said, just tight harmonies.
Oh my gosh, gives me goosebumps.
Goosies.
I wouldn't say that, but
I've never called him that. I don't know why I said that.
Well, nobody knows why he said it. And everybody that heard it now will forever have their life ruined because of that. Or they'll forever call them goosies. And in 40 years, some listener of this podcast is going to have grandkids and going to be
like, goosies.
They're going to be like, when you get bumps on your arm, we call them goosies. And then that kid will just think they're called goosies for the rest of his life.
Why wouldn't the grandma tell the parents and the parents tell the kid?
Look, I don't...
You always do this. You always say that the grandparents take but the grandkids out.
Maybe it's because
out.
I believe like kids latch onto their words easier.
Really?
Yeah. If my dad said, hey, you can fly, as a five-year-old, I wouldn't be like, yeah, you're messing with me. If my grandpa said I could fly, I would have been like, maybe he's right. I mean, he is my dad's dad.
So you just have a higher... volume of trust.
Oh yeah. And if my great grandfather would have been alive and he was like, trust me, you can't fly, I would have been like, guys, I believe that guy.
Maybe you're just kind of naive.
Okay, we're gonna move on to the second set of lyrics here.
Okay,
when you're falling in a forest and when you hit
falling
the
in a forest and there's nobody around.
No, just let me finish.
Sorry.
When you're falling in a forest and when you hit the ground, all you need is for somebody to find you.
Oh, is that You Will Be Found?
Nope.
Oh.
Bonk.
Because that phrase is mentioned a couple of times.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So.
Got a bonk. Okay. I'll say... Disappear.
Yeah, it's from Disappear.
Well, yeah, I don't listen to that song very often.
It's kind of a weird song in the musical because it's like Connor Murphy coming back in like a vision kind of subconscious conscience thing talking to Evan Hansen. And I found that very strange, but it leads right into Evan's speech. And the Connor project when he thinks of all that stuff. And so I kind of like it. It's not a bad song. And I like it within the musical, but I don't think I would listen to it all the time just at home, you know?
Which is the one that says no one deserves to be forgotten? Is it that one?
Yes.
Okay.
No one deserves to be
forgotten. I like that one.
Okay, third set of lyrics. I'm on the ground... My arm goes numb.
I'm on the ground. My arm goes numb.
Okay.
And what's next? I look and he's come to get me.
Something like that.
He's come to get me. That one is For Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, For Forever.
Feels like your guess could go on for forever.
Oh, burn. Roast.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
I love that song.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah,
that's... Sorry, I meant to say...
I forgive
before,
you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Waving Through a Window, then For Forever, then Sincerely Me, then If I Could Tell Her, and then I Start Over Again. That's the... There's four.
Yeah, those are all really good songs.
I'm on the ground. My arm goes numb.
We grab a scoop at...
Alamode. Yeah, and I think that's interesting, too. I think he must do it the same exact way every single time.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Because when we watched it, it was the same exact way, and the music was the same exact way.
Yeah, it's like, weird. What? It's weird how plays work, right?
But see, I can't... Okay, burn again. Thank you. This is like a roasting episode.
Sorry.
No, but I just mean, like, it's hard to even... sing along with it, you know, get the timing exactly right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's a sign of a good musical is when the acting spills over into the song, because then it's not just like, okay, acting stops, time to sing a song, you know, it mixes and you're not missing anything.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm impressed that, like, there's so many times he does that, and every time is exactly the same way.
Yeah.
That's just impressive. I mean, or that's even
why,
just...
Now you know why he won Tony
now
for Best Actor.
Okay.
Okay, so you got 2 out of 3 so far.
Aww.
If you kids are keeping track at home, then get a life.
Wow. You're roasting the audience and me. Anyways, go on.
Okay. 4th set of lyrics. Does it cross your mind to be slightly sorry? Do you even care that you
good
might be wrong?
Good for you. Good okay. for wow. you, you.
For a song you hate so much, you really caught on to that one fast.
Because I was really listening to the words and I was just like, this mom sucks. And if my mom acted like that, oh, buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be like, Mom, get a grip. Get a grip, grip, grip.
So you got what you always wanted.
So your life is successful. Now I'm going to hate you for it because I'm not a very good mom.
All right. So that's 3 out of 4. You're doing pretty good. Okay. Last set of lyrics.
Lyrics.
A part of this awesome friendship we have, this adorably heartwarming friendship we have.
Ooh, you're going to need to say that one more time.
A part of this awesome friendship we have, this adorably heartwarming friendship we have.
I'm going to say only us.
Mm-mm. That's a good song, though.
I'm going to say words fail.
Mm-mm. Like I said, it's kind of a trick question.
I'm going to say so big, so small.
Mm-mm.
I'm running out of songs here.
You know, I keep saying it's kind of a trick question, and you keep just naming songs normally.
Trick question? Is it because it's like also in Good For You?
No.
Or it's a trick question because it's not even in this musical?
No, it's a trick question because it's like a bit of an earlier song that comes back later on.
You will be found.
Nope.
I'm going to give up. I've never given up before.
I think you have, actually.
Oh.
Well, okay, so you got 3 out of 5.
So I got what I always wanted.
That was actually Sincerely Me, but a reprise version. It's when Jared's trying to work himself into the emails, and Connor's like, let's make Jared a part of this awesome friendship we have, this adorably heartwarming friendship we have. And then Evan Hansen's like, no. He's like, you can't just add yourself. You can't just make stuff up.
When is that?
Now I think it's not actually...
Well, I mean...
On the soundtrack. Now I'm second-guessing myself.
I don't think it's on the soundtrack, but I mean, I still saw it. So, I mean, I guess it's still valid. I mean, that was definitely a hard one. This is a strange question. A lot of people have... I've seen a lot about people saying, oh, this is doing great things for... suicide prevention. I don't see that, so I'm curious as to if you think that, and if so, why?
I don't think that's what this musical tries to tackle, but I can see how some of the songs could become anthems to that movement.
Mm-hmm.
Songs like No One Deserves to Be Forgotten.
Or You Will Be Found.
You Will Be Found. And all the, like, push for people to say, like, hey, don't let people get forgotten. It's all because of a selfish ulterior motive.
Mm-hmm.
So this musical is more about struggling with selfishness, with lies, and the consequences of that. And just part of that insincerity between the characters happens to be creating these anthems for people that feel left out.
So what would you say is like the overall theme or the message?
I think the message is don't change in order to become visible to those around you. If you want to get noticed, you can do that by still being yourself. Maybe.
Gotcha.
I mean, I think that's definitely at least one of the messages. There was probably several.
Yeah, because I think that there was... just, there was a lot going on. I wasn't sure what exactly they were trying to hit on. or what they wanted us to really take away from it exactly, just because I had heard a lot about it being this really good move for suicide prevention, but I didn't really feel that way.
No.
At all.
If you listen to the soundtrack, you might get that impression, but if you sit down and watch the musical, you'll realize that any sort of push for suicide prevention by the characters is all, like, disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I love how there's this theme of forests and trees.
They do talk about that a lot.
Well, I mean, Evan Hansen's obsessed with trees,
mm-hmm.
and you find out, like, he tried to commit suicide by climbing a tree and falling out of it, or letting go, basically. That's how he breaks his arm.
Mm-hmm.
But he lies about it the whole play, and he kind of wraps that into the lie of how him and Connor Murphy used to hang out
mm-hmm.
at the orchard, and like how they would climb trees and how he broke his arm just by falling and Connor helped him and all this stuff. But like, there's all that. And then we see the orchard get built at the end, but then there's things like him always singing, if you're falling in a forest and there's no one around, do you even make a sound? So that's kind of like the whole falling out of a tree thing again. And so you just see, basically from the very beginning, we're seeing trees as like a mention of like loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Like you climb to the top, you fall, and you're just, he said he laid there by himself forever and nobody came for him. But then he makes up the story about how Connor came for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end with the orchard, it's kind of like the trees are small, you know, they're not full grown yet. So it's kind of like they just planted this orchard. They're kind of being reborn. And I saw that as like symbolism from like what once was the emblem in his life of a horrible moment in his life where he tried to commit suicide. Now he helped create this whole orchard and it's kind of like a starting over place. Like this mm-hmm. isn't a symbol of death anymore. It's a symbol of something new beginning. You dig?
I do dig, yeah. I think that's very thoughtful.
Yeah, I just thought that was a really, like, very intentional by the writers and just a really cool theme that they didn't have to do, but it just takes, like, the musical one step further in my mind of being something that's very cohesive and poignant.
I feel like it talks about trees in every song.
Good, I don't know.
I don't know if you remember, but I actually laughed the first time that he started singing "When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around," because all I could think about is just that classic, like, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, does it even make any noise at all?
Yeah.
And I just was like, that's lame. And I thought that was pretty, like, dumb.
I thought that too. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, when you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around. But no, it sounds like that cliche. But then as the play goes on, you realize he's not talking about the cliche. He's talking about an actual experience that happened to him.
Right.
And then it becomes something more than just the cliche, but like an actual life experience of Evan. I don't know. I feel like maybe we could do another episode about Dear Evan Hansen at some point, because there's just so much. I think so.
It's going on tour.
It's going on tour in 2018, and it's starting in Denver, and I just want to be like, time to go to Denver, I guess.
Denver? I hardly know her.
I guess if I had to rate this.
Would you do?
Why do I know, we always say if I had to rate this. I'm going to start over.
Start over.
So, since I'm rating this, I will give it a 9.
I give it a 9.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but I really, really do like it. And this is one of the few musicals that I've seen lately where I'm just like, I got to tell people about this. Like, people need to see it. People need to hear it. So what would you rate it?
I'm going to say 9.
Yeah. 9 is fine. All the time.
What?
I don't know.
What? You said 9 is fine. All the time. Completely changed.
I turned into Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
All the time, man. Oh, help us.
So a 9, huh?
Yeah, I'd say a 9. I think I maybe should watch it again to have like more specifics, but essentially there are some things I would change, but ultimately it had such an impact. You know, it's one of those things where I took it home with me and I started listening to all the music and talking about it and et cetera, et cetera.
I think in recent years, there's been very few plays that stand out that people become aware of in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Wicked's one of them. I think Hamilton's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Dear Evan Hansen's doing a great job. There haven't been very many others that I can think of. I think this is definitely one that's people are becoming more and more aware of. And I think it's going to be a classic. And I can't wait for NBC to ruin it with a live version.
All right, guys, we both gave it a 9, and 9 is fine all the time.
Under the sea, 9 is fine. Okay, so I think next week, guys, we are talking about that classic musical, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
So follow us on Twitter at WRLM Podcast or on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals Pod. No, at We Really Like Musicals. No go. Pod. Take no the pod off. We'll post something about an alternate title, but I'm excited about that one just because it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I mean, I watched that so many times when I was a kid, so me happy.
Wow. You're back to Sebastian again?
Well, that's a little racist now, but...
Well, he's a crab.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, boy.
So I think that's going to do it for us today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made the podcast to tell you our opinions about them. Musicals.
Whoa.
And I'm James.
And I'm Elise.
Bye.
9 is fine all the time.
Musicals. Jazz hands.